Blackstone Audio presents The Vineyard Victims by Ellen Crosby. This book is read by Christine Marshall. For Dr. Sandra Meltzer, my extraordinary 11th grade English teacher, with grateful thanks for teaching me how to write. He that dies pays all debts. The Tempest, Act 3, Scene 2. For most of its 9,000-year history, winemaking was only a small step above witchcraft. George M. Tabor, To Cork or Not to Cork. Prologue. 10 years ago. My mother warned me to stay away from bad boys even before I started dating, but she'd married one herself, my father, and as they say, apples don't fall too far from the tree. So I already knew I was going to get my heart flung to the ground and the life stomped out of it. But here's the other thing every girl who falls for the wrong guy knows. You want him anyway. A few years later, my mother was dead, killed in a freak accident when her horse stumbled jumping a low stone wall on our 225-year-old farm in Atoka, Virginia. And the sudden, brutal void she left channeled my anger and grief into taking the kind of foolish risks anyone with a lick of sense knows will get you in trouble. That's when Gregory Knight walked into my life. We met at a party the summer I turned 19, and it was like taking a lighted match to a can of gasoline. Already there was too much free-flowing booze, no one old enough to legally drink, and no responsible adults around to stop us. As soon as I laid eyes on Greg, I knew he was the kind of guy my mother had been talking about. But after a couple of mojitos, he was also exactly what I was looking for. Dark-haired, lifeguard brawn skin.